Today is Saturday, the 30th of May, 2026. We thank you for joining us so early on this Saturday morning. Our Minute with the Master today is from Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 36. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised. Impatience is something that we all struggle with. For some of us, we periodically get impatient. For others, impatience is a lifestyle. We get agitated with people. We get anxious about problems. We get irritable about the little things, and we get restless when things or people are not moving as quickly as we think they should. We all know that trials are God's way of developing our patience. The only way to learn patience is to be put in a situation where you have to wait on God. God gives us many opportunities to practice being patient. That coworker who gets on your last nerve, that lingering problem that keeps coming back, that court date that is 4 months away, that abundance of overdue bills, and that long checkout line in the grocery store. Yes, we have unlimited opportunities to practice being patient. Until we learn how to be patient in adverse situations and how to be content while we wait, God will continue to allow lingering issues to hang around. So make a deliberate effort today to know when your patience is being tested and ask God to help you reset your perspective. Notice His word says it is only after you learn to be patient that you will receive all that He promised. Hebrews 10:36 tells us, patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Juanita of Woodbine, Georgia. She is hospitalized. We pray for the correct diagnosis and the treatment she needs in Jesus' name. We also pray for complete healing in her body. Ed of North Carolina, Jeanette's dad. We intercede for him to be covered by God and for him to be healed. Ariel, young adult, wife and mother. We pray for the Lord to help her balance home, work, parenting, and self-care responsibilities. Cheryl O. of New Jersey. She is in St. Peter's Hospital. We pray for the discomfort to subside and for the Lord to heal her body by His mighty hand. Alberta Z. of Orlando. She was hospitalized for 4 days, but she is out now. We ask the Lord to heal her body and make her whole. Those traveling today, we pray for safe travels to and from their destinations. Leaders of nonprofit organizations, we ask the Lord to supply their organization's needs and help them be efficient and effective as they carry out their mission. All those embarking upon a new business venture, we pray God grants them spiritual discernment, favor, and clear guidance. Everyone on the call, we pray for you to begin and end your day strong with unshakable faith and with a yielded heart and mind. We also pray you influence someone in a positive way and encourage their spirit. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. We pray may those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you and Brother Wallace, be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Good morning, Father. Father, we come on this Saturday morning to thank you for being our God. We thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, for your mercy. We thank you, God, for being from the beginning to the end and everything else in between. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our Savior. We thank you for being our provider, our director, and our protector. We come this morning to ask that you forgive us. Forgive us, Father, for all the times that we failed you. Forgive us for all the times that we failed the people around us. And forgive us for all the times, God, when we deliberately went against your will. We come now asking that you go before each of us. We ask, God, that you will blow a fresh wind of your Spirit upon every person under the sound of my voice. I pray that you equip them to walk in your will and in your way. I pray, God, that you will continue to show them the way they are to go. I pray, God, that you will continue to give them the level of strength that they need so that they might meet the day head on. We turn our attention to the prayer list. We pray for Juanita. We pray for Sister Ziegler. We pray for Cheryl O. And we pray for all of those, God, who did not let us know that they were not feeling well. We remember Ricky's mom, Sister Johnny Mae, this morning as well, asking that you will heal as only you can and asking that you will supply whatever needs they have. We pray now for those who are providing medical care to our loved ones, not only those with professional licenses, but also those just who are just helping out at home, those, God, who are caregivers. I pray that you will give them a fresh wind of energy today. Help them, God, to have a day like no other. Help them, God, to see you in the midst of everything that they do today, and help them to realize that you are in the trenches with them as they care for their loved ones today. For Ed of North Carolina, we pray for him to be covered and also for him to be healed. For Ariel and all of those, God, who are having problems balancing their responsibilities of parenting, their responsibilities of work, their responsibilities at home, God, I pray that you will help them to realize that they need to care for themselves first. Because if they care for themselves, then they'll have the energy to do all those things that need to be done to hold everything together. I thank you, God, for being with them, and I ask you to let them feel your presence today. For all of those who are traveling today and this weekend, I pray that you will give them the level of grace that they need so that they might be protected. Give them the level of resources that they need so that they will experience no lack. And continue to surround them with good people, people who can help in their time of need. For leaders of all manner of organizations this morning, whether they are for-profit or non-profit, I pray that you will give leaders the wisdom that they need. For leaders of our churches this morning, I pray, God, that you will continue to equip them to walk in the way that they are to walk. Help them live a life of integrity and help their energy to be high so that they might provide all the emotional and spiritual needs of their constituents. And help them, Father, to continue to speak a word to your children so that your children might be encouraged. for everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. I pray, God, that you will continue to cover each person, continue to go before each person, continue, God, to purge us of those things that are not pleasing to you, and continue to fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we might walk and talk in the right way. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us. And remember, God spoke a faithful word through Deborah. How might God use your influences? Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. How might God use my influence?